Believers are reaching out to war victims of Sri Lanka. The winds of change blow for Japan and the gospel, and training in the Congo results in an evangelism explosion. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the civil war in Sri Lanka has been over since mid-May, 280,000 war victims remain in camps that resemble detention centers. Hopelessness abounds. However, Christians are reaching out in Jesus' name to help them physically and spiritually. Speaking from Sri Lanka, Joseph with Partners International says they started by providing food to more than 10,000 people. While helping, they discovered a number of believers in the camp.
There are around 200 pastors who are also within this camp who are detained. And they have congregations. Some of these people have lost their families. So we are also helping pastors.
While they are able to assist with physical needs, sharing their faith is difficult, says Joseph.
It is not very easy to talk because we are not allowed to talk. We are not allowed to take photographs. These camps are guarded by military. But the people are desperate. They are very open. So I'm going to help the pastors there so that they can help the people in the camp.
Funding is needed. Go to our website to help. Next, Japan's opposition swept to a historic victory in Election Sunday, following the theme of change. In a country known for its traditional ways, this could mean many open doors for the gospel. Asian Access's Tim Clark says,
people of all ages are chanting, yes, we can, yes, we can. And I think that shows a desire for change. And then this week's election is really very remarkable as decades of rule have ended and political shift has been dramatic.
More importantly, it signals a paradigm shift in thinking.
Asian Access missionaries, along with Christians throughout the country, are hoping that this change will really come forward in a desire for change spiritually.
Clark says people are open to the gospel now, making it a ripe harvest for summer evangelism teams.
These teams were able to build relationships with many non-Christians who normally would not be at a church, but because of this new openness and this new search for hope and encouragement, found their way to a church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As kids head back to school in the U.S., the buildings may have had a facelift. Kevin Palau, vice president of the Luis Palau Evangelistic Association, describes their new model for service evangelism.
By incorporating service into our festivals, we really view it as a key way to help believers see that we've got to love people, we've got to build relationships with people, and through that, look for opportunities to clearly share the life-changing message of Jesus Christ.
Believers in Portland, Oregon, serve by preparing local school grounds for a new year.
Service is one great way to bring the body of Christ together.
Palau says the seeds sown in service projects yield fruitful spiritual relationships.
The goal really would be to have that lead toward more life-on-life interaction.
Local churches can spark change in their own community. Visit our website for a how-to guide.
If we're prayerfully asking God to open doors to share the gospel, those doors absolutely will be there.
Meanwhile, your prayers are desperately needed as the darkness grows in Somalia. Words of Hope reports more brutal deaths of Somali believers at the hands of Muslim extremists. Words of Hope broadcasts the gospel into Somalia via radio, shining a light into extreme darkness. Join with fellow believers and intercede for Somali Christians. They face many trials for their faith and could use your support and prayers. To support Words of Hope's ministry, visit our website. And Grace Ministries International's team of evangelists have been busy over the last few months in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They've visited 16 villages to share the gospel and train others in evangelism. As a result, this summer, 200 church workers were mobilized. 847 people made professions of faith in Christ. The evangelistic teams plan to visit 100 villages during the last 3 months of the year. Pray for the teams, for smooth training, and for receptive hearts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.